Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about forced to face reality. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 27, 1 through 34, Psalm 31, 9 through 18, Proverbs 7, 9 through 12, and Mark 9, 2 through verse 29. Our focal passage today is going to be Psalm 31, 19. We're going to be talking about forced to face reality. This is what this passage says. How great is your goodness that you have stored up for those who fear you. Whenever we pray, we are to pray in accordance with God's will. One Greek scholar says that the words, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," can be paraphrased this way. Your will, whatever you wish to happen, let it happen. As it is in heaven, so let it happen in earth. In other words, God, do what you want. It's not easy to pray this way. If anyone thinks that it is, then it is probably because they have never really sounded the true depths of self-interest within their own hearts. It's hard to sometimes pray, "Your will be done," and when we do, we find that it's hard to see it God's way, because if we want it to be God's way, then we will need to get out of the way. Has this difficulty ever presented itself to you? The basic reason for this conflict is due to the major problem of the human heart: self-centeredness. Paul, when describing self-centeredness and its results in Romans 6, verse 21, ends by asking this question: what fruit was produced then from the things that you are now ashamed of? The end is zero. That is the inevitable end to self-centered life: nothing. The major thing that stands in the way of God performing His will in our lives utterly and completely is just that: self-centeredness. Jesus knew, as we now do, that if we become effective in prayer, then we must face up to this question: whose will comes first, mine or God's? I must be willing to say, "God, do what you want." And that's the bottom line in our prayers. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the gentle and loving way that you're putting your finger on the obstacles in my life. Give us the attitude that puts your will first and our will second. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at 1 John 2:17, 1 John 5, 1-15, and James 4:13 through 17, and keep these two questions in mind. What is the confidence that we have? And two, what ought we to say? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.